We'll measure it going out. We'll measure your hip coming up forward.
Stephen McKellar is no stranger to pain.
You're dealing with the pain constantly, 24 hours a day. You're getting no peace.
McKellar suffered from osteoarthritis, a joint disease. He needed a double hip replacement, but couldn't afford it because he didn't have health insurance.
You just want to give up. You turn into yourself. You close off the outside world. It is very depressing.
But a volunteer organization called Operation Walk threw McKellar a lifeline, a double hip replacement surgery free of charge.
And turn and come back.
The pain he had for so long disappeared, and so did his depression.
He was standing tall. He was standing straight. I saw him again, like I got my 6-foot husband back again. And I could see the stress in his face had left.
How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Lawrence Doerr, a Los Angeles-based orthopedic surgeon, performed the operation. He founded Operation Walk in 1996. It also provides free surgeries for the poor in developing countries such as Nepal and Tanzania, where people with bone and joint disease face a stigma.
If you're crippled, you are an outcast. I mean, if you're a woman, you can't get married if you limp. And if you're a man, you can't get a job.
Breathe. Operation Walk went to Tanzania for the first time in June. Many sick people there have little hope of getting good medical care, says Operation Walk surgeon and Kenya native Amir Mullick. He spoke to VOA via Skype from Spain, where he now practices medicine.
There is a lot of poverty. There is a lot of discrepancy between private medicine, and maybe 85% of the population cannot access that kind of medicine.
Some patients in Tanzania were afraid to receive an artificial hip or knee, says Dr. Geoffrey Kibira of the Arusha Lutheran Medical Center. He also spoke to VOA through Skype.
The problem, majority couldn't understand that you can put artificial things in the hip or the knee and walk again. After seeing some of the patients improving, walking, and they're pain-free, now people are coming.
Dr. Doerr says he sees change in many of the volunteer doctors and nurses who help patients in developing countries.
They realize they can do things they didn't even know they could do. And they could help people even better than they ever thought they could. And it changes them for the good.
Dr. Doerr says for these volunteers, it becomes a calling that gives meaning to their lives. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Your level of pain is completely different than somebody else's level.